The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven, and he took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Why are you looking at the sky? Why are you looking at the sky? That's what the two men standing next to the disciples are asking them as they are looking up at the sky, trying to see Jesus, who had disappeared into the clouds. Why? One thing that the two men say to the disciples is that he will come back. Jesus will return, just as you saw him leave. The question for the disciples at this point is, now what? Now what are we going to do? Jesus is gone. Who's going to lead us? How are we going to do this? How are we going to work in the ministry without Jesus with us every day like he was? Now what do we do? St. Luke explains that in the Acts of the Apostles that we had a selection from in our first reading. Acts of the Apostles, scholars say that it's a continuation of St. Luke's gospel. Same person wrote it. They can tell by the style and the words used. This is the same writer writing Gospel of St. Luke and the Acts of the Apostles. But it's a continuation of the account. Now what are we going to do? Luke answers that, telling us what the early church did. And he addresses this book, almost like a letter, to Theophilus. Theophilus. Theos in Greek means God. Philos, as we heard last week, means friend. Philos. Friend or lover of God. Theophilus. Scholars don't know if that's a real person, or it was an image, or a group. Maybe it's us. Maybe he's addressing it to all the disciples of Jesus, friends of God. And he begins to tell the story of how the early church formed. In the second reading in Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he talks about what we are to do as disciples of Jesus, lovers of God. Remember, like we mentioned last week, love in the scriptures is not a feeling. It's an action. It doesn't matter how you feel about it, and no matter what your feelings are at any particular time, it has to do with what we do, the action. Lovers of God, lovers who act in accordance with God's commands. And so St. Paul calls us to live in a manner worthy of the call we have received. We receive that call in baptism as we were each washed in the waters of baptism and filled with the Holy Spirit. And then what Paul does, he tells us how to live out that calling. Humility, gentleness, patience, love, unity, peace. We are called to be as one. That almost runs counter to our human nature. We tend by nature to be focused on ourselves. Might be thought of original sin. It's how we're wired as human beings. We're originally focused on ourselves. So Paul is calling us, don't be like that. Don't be focused on ourselves, but to live as disciples of Jesus Christ. If you are disciple of Jesus Christ, Paul is calling us then to act like it. Act like it. Live in a certain way. It's not a matter of just saying prayers and having thoughts and meditation. That's not enough. What we need is to answer the call to action that we received in our baptism. We do this by living in unity, not allowing ourselves to get in the way of the unity of the people. To live as one. We're followers of the one God, followers of the one faith. We've been all baptized in the one baptism. And so we're to walk in unity and not allow discord to rip the community apart. There are people who want that. They want to rip apart the Christian community. They do it for power. They do it for prestige. They do it for money. Rip us apart. Get us fighting with one another, arguing and hating and carrying on as they behave. And the call, don't be like that. We need to act as the people we are called to be as Christians. The hymn that says, they will know we are Christians by our love. They know we'll be our Christians by how we behave. How we behave. If you have Christians in a crowd, you should be able to pick them out. Pick them out by how they're acting in their lives. And so reminded on this Sunday to listen to the call that we've received. In the Acts of the Apostles account of the Ascension, Jesus calls his people to be witnesses. Be witnesses. He's telling them what they're going to do now. He's already answering their question. What do we do now? Jesus says, be witnesses. Be witnesses, not just in talking or how you think, but how you behave. Witnesses through our lives. Witnesses in how we live. We live in that way that Paul's guiding us in terms of being humble people. Be humble. Be gentle with one another. Don't be fighting or trying to dominate other people. Be patient. Walk in a calmness and a peace that the Lord is calling us to live. And so as we celebrate today the Ascension of the Lord, we are called that although he ascended into heaven and in fact was the first human being to sit at the right of God, which we all will someday, but he was the first, the God-man, fully human, fully divine. He was the first human being to sit by God. And so we're called then to know that we too are destined to do the same thing, to follow Jesus where he went. Be with God, that's why we were created. But in the meantime, we're called to live out that faith, live in unity and love, live in peace with each other and with the world. Not allow ourselves to be torn apart, to be guided down paths of hate and violence, but to be people of love. And in that way, we are witnesses. Be witnesses of our faith. Be witnesses of the calling we've received.